Good morning, everyone.
早安各位.
It's a privilege to be here this morning to speak before you on the special VBS Sunday.
是我的荣幸能够在今天这个 暑期儿童圣经学校的特别主日在大家面前来分享。
Our kids have been learning about this overflowing love, grace, and life that is given to us by Jesus.
我们的孩子们在这几天当中学到 耶稣基督所给我们丰盛而满意的爱、恩典以及生命。
It's a great responsibility and opportunity to teach our children and to serve them.
是莫大的 重要的责任和 这样子的恩典能够来 教导、来服侍我们的孩子。
That is why we are a multi-generational church.
这也是为什么我们是一个多世代的教会。
We don't just minister to adults.
我们不是只对成年人来 服侍。
Or to grandpas and grandmas.
也不是只对 祖父母辈的 弟兄姐妹来服侍。
Or just to babies.
或者是指 服侍婴幼儿。
We minister to everybody.
我们所服侍的对象是每一个年龄层。
And we believe that all people, all ministries are important.
我们相信每一位弟兄姐妹，每一个年龄层都是重要的。
And that has been our focus for this year.
这也是我们今年的焦点。
Our theme is generation to generation.
教会今年的主题是世代相传。
We want to stress the importance of passing on our faith.
我们要强调的重要性就是怎样将福音能传出去。
So that we can serve each other and share the gospel to the next generation.
所以我们可以互相的服侍，并且能够将福音传给下一代。
I understand that this sounds like a very difficult task.
我知道这听起来似乎是一个非常艰巨的任务。
And it is very, very difficult.
它的确是一个非常非常困难的任务。
Some of you may think it's impossible.
我们当中或许甚至有人觉得这是不可能的任务。
And I want to be honest here today.
但是我想要 很坦诚地面对大家。
I'm sorry if this sounds harsh.
我很抱歉如果今天的信息听起来很尖锐刺耳。
But I truly believe we need to hear harsh things sometimes.
但是我相信有的时候我们需要听到严苛的道理。
And I hope you hear this with an open mind and heart.
我很盼望当你来听的时候怀着一个开放的心胸。
And if we are honest with ourselves here today,
如果你今天能够诚实地面对自己,
for many of you sitting here,
在座的当中, 我们有一些人,
it is impossible for you to carry out our theme of generation to generation.
是不可能将我们今年教会的主题世代相传给实践出来的。
It truly is impossible for some of you.
对我们当中有些人来说是真的不可能的。
Some of you are unable to do it.
我们中间就有一些人没有办法做到。
And not because you are incapable.
并不是说你没有能力去做。
We are all very, very capable.
我们每一个人都有能力去做。
Not because you are not knowledgeable.
也并不是你在 福音的道上 没有知识。
Some of you are very knowledgeable in your faith.
我们中间有很多人在信仰的知识上面非常的博学。
The reason why these things are impossible
之所以这些事情对我们来讲是不可能的
is because we are not rooted in the gospel of Christ.
是因为我们没有深根在福音上。
The gospel is missing in all of these efforts.
在我们所做的事情上面福音 遗漏了。
In our passage for today,
在我们今天所读的经文,
Jesus gives us this imagery where he says, I am the vine.
耶稣给我们这个比喻, 说到他是葡萄树,
you are the branches.
你们是枝子,
Jesus is the vine.
耶稣是葡萄树,
and we are an extension of the vine as branches.
我们是葡萄树的延伸, 也就是枝子,
so we need the vine to thrive.
我们需要葡萄树, 兴旺成长,
and to bear fruit.
来结果子。
So Jesus says, if you are not in me,
所以耶稣说, 如果你不在我里面,
if you do not abide in me,
如果你不住在我里面,
then you will not bear fruit.
那你就不能结果子。
If you are not rooted in the gospel of Christ,
如果你不深根在基督的福音里,
you have no chance of bearing fruit.
你就没有机会结果子。
You will not succeed in fulfilling God's vision.
你就没有可能在神所给我们的意象当中 传福音的这件事情上面成功。
His vision to pass on our faith to the next generation.
他的意向就是要将福音传给下一代。
So we could have the most extravagant VBS in the world.
所以就算我们有最豪华、最奢华的暑期儿童圣经学校，
spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
花上数千数千美元的钱。
Right, maybe get a petting zoo.
也许我们可以弄一个可爱动物园区。
A nice bouncy castle.
或者是一个可以弹跳的城堡。
Maybe even rent our own water park.
也许甚至我们有自己的水上公园。
But if the gospel is missing,
但如果福音被遗漏了,
it means absolutely nothing.
这表示没有任何意义在这中间。
Without the Spirit of God present among us,
如果没有神的灵在我们中间同在,
it is just another activity.
这就只是像一般的任何一个活动而已。
It will not bear fruit.
它不会结果子。
It will be absolutely meaningless.
这就完全的毫无意义。
It is worthless.
一点意义都没有。
Just like a branch that does not abide in Christ.
就像树枝没有连接在葡萄树上。
It is thrown away.
就会被丢弃。
It is cut off.
被砍掉。
It is discarded.
被丢弃、废弃。
It is thrown into the fire and burned.
被丢弃在火炉里烧毁。
Without Christ, we
没有,
can do nothing.
没有基督,
By looking at the title of the sermon today,
当你看到今天正道的题目的时候,
you may have thought that I would be talking about action, action, action.
你可能会以为我今天所要谈的就是行动, 行动, 行动。
But no,
但不是,
that is not what living out the gospel is.
那不是活出基督。
Living out the gospel is abiding in Christ.
活出福音是活在基督里。
It is about being part of the vine that is Christ.
是成为葡萄树的一部分枝子。
Because without Christ,
因为没有了基督,
apart from him,
离了他,
we are nothing.
我们什么都不是。
We have nothing.
我们什么都不是, 我们也一无所有。
I know that there are some of you who may not believe this today.
我知道, 我们当中有一些人可能并不相信这件事。
And we are really glad you are here.
你可能不相信福音, 但是我们很高兴你在我们中间。
We hope that you have felt welcome in our church.
我们盼望你感受到我们对你诚挚的欢迎。
And we hope most importantly that you feel that there is something special about this person named Jesus.
我们更盼望的是你察觉到, 耶稣这个名为耶稣的人, 他有很多特别的地方。
But the reason why we believe Christ is our Savior,
我们之所以相信耶稣是我们救主的原因是,
is because we believe we have nothing without Jesus.
因为我们相信没有了耶稣, 我们就一无所有。
We human beings are sinful people.
我们, 人类都是有罪的。
That means we are broken people.
意思是我们是破碎不完全的。
It means we do bad things.
也就是说我们会做不好的事情。
We commit horrible crimes.
我们会犯很糟糕的罪。
If you look in the world, we see such horrible, evil things going on.
如果你看一看现在的世界, 你看到有这么多糟糕的事情发生。
And we believe we're all a part of that problem.
我们也相信我们都是这个, 问题的一部分。
Right, we rape, we murder, we commit genocide.
人类, 我们人类, 强暴, 谋杀, 甚至种族屠杀。
You may think that doesn't apply to you.
你也许认为这件事情并不适用在你身上。
But for us as Christians, we believe that applies to us.
但是对于基督徒来讲, 我们相信这个事情是,
that is our nature as human beings.
那是我们人类的真实的本性。
Yet our God saves us from all of that.
但是我们的神竟然愿意 将我们从这一切当中救拔出来。
Our God who came down as a person in Jesus Christ.
我们的神来到这个世界, 成了人, 就是主耶稣基督,
has died on the cross for us.
在十字架上为我们受死。
He died for our sins.
他是为了我们的罪而死。
He took our place.
他来担当我们。
And he made the ultimate sacrifice for us.
成为终极的牺牲。
We believe in a God that has brought us from the deepest, darkest darkness into his marvelous light.
我们相信的神，他是将我们从最深的黑暗中领出来，带领我们进入奇妙的光明。
That is what the Bible tells us.
这是圣经上面所说的。
The Bible isn't just a book of sayings.
圣经并不是只是一本谚语的书。
They're not just proverbs.
也并不是一本格言的书。
It is a story.
是一个故事。
A true story.
是一个真实的故事。
It is history.
是一个历史。
That Jesus lived, died, rose from the dead.
讲到耶稣曾经在这个世界上，曾经活在这个世界上，死了，复活。
And saved us through his death and resurrection.
并且拯救我们，借着他从死里复活，拯救了我们。
It is such a special story.
这是一个多么特别的故事。
Such a special truth.
多么特别的真理。
That Jesus was willing to take sinful people like us and restore us.
就是耶稣基督竟然愿意接纳像我们这样子一个罪恶的人，并且将我们重新修复。
And give you all everything you possibly want or need.
并且愿意给予你所需要、你所需求的东西。
That is why we say that we are nothing without Christ.
这也就是为什么我们说，如果没有耶稣，我们就什么都不是。
So if we are nothing without him,
如果我们一无所事,
then we cannot do anything without him.
那我们没有了他，我们就什么都不能做。
So if the gospel is missing,
如果福音, 遗漏了,
if Jesus is missing, there is nothing special about what we are doing.
如果没有耶稣,
if we are missing the Holy Spirit, there is no impact.
如果我们失去了圣灵,
we cannot live out the gospel.
我们没有办法活出福音。
So what does this mean?
所以这个是什么意思呢?
What does it mean there is no impact?
没有果效是什么意思呢?
It means that it is not good enough to just simply do the right things.
也就是说，只是做光做对的事情是不够的。
Doing the right things is not living out the gospel.
做出对的正确的事情并不是活出福音。
Just coming here and sitting down and listening to me is not living out the gospel.
你来这里听我讲道，坐在这里也并不是活出福音。
Telling your children to just go to church is not living out the gospel.
告诉你的孩子说你应该上教会也不是活出福音。
Even telling people about Jesus is not living out the gospel.
如果你只是 将耶稣的名传扬出去给另外一个人也不是活出福音。
All of these are very good and important things.
我们刚刚所说的这些事情都很重要，也是好的事情。
And they are right things to do.
他们是正确的事情。
But it is not the most important part.
但是却不是福音里头最重要的部分。
The most important part is,
最重要的部分是,
are you abiding in Christ?
你住在耶稣里吗?
It means that it's every action we take,
意思就是我们所做的每一个行动,
a response to God's love for us.
都是回应神对我们的爱。
It means that we live our lives in response to this truth of Jesus.
也就是说我们所活出来的生命应当是对于神对我们的爱的一个回应。
That Jesus abides in us.
神住在我们里面, 基督住在我们里面。
That we are a part of him.
我们是他的一部分。
So in every aspect of our lives, this is how we're supposed to think.
这是在我们生活当中的每一个层面,我们应当如此思想。
How are we glorifying and honoring God?
我们应当如何荣耀尊崇我们的神?
My Savior, my Redeemer.
我的救主, 我的救赎主。
Because God deserves all the praise.
因为神配得一切的赞美。
Because he has given me an incredible, incredible gift.
因为神给我们这样子一个 不可想象难以言喻的礼物。
You see, that applies to every aspect of our lives.
你知道吗? 这个事情是, 适用在我们生活的每一个层面。
It applies to every relationship in our lives.
它也适用于在我们生命当中跟人的每一个人际关系。
Right, we know our life is all about relationships.
你知道我们的生命就是关乎人际关系。
So in all of our relationships,
在我们与别人的每一个人际关系当中，
How am I glorifying and honoring God because of what He's done for me?
我怎样因着耶稣所为我们做的来荣耀和尊崇我们的神？
It applies to our families.
它也适用在我们的家庭当中。
Our friends, our neighbors.
我们的朋友，我们的邻舍。
Even our coworkers.
我们的工作的伙伴。
Is every action I take a response to God's love for me?
我们所做的每一个行动，每一个动作，都是关乎这件事。
Or is there some other motivation?
还是你有其他的动机呢？
Are we seeking our own glory?
还是你是寻求你自己的荣耀？
Are we seeking satisfaction in other ways?
还是你用其他的方法来寻求满足？
Am I living up to standards set by what other people told me?
我所活出来的是根据别人的标准吗？
What the world says I should be doing?
还是这个世界的标准说我应该如此行？
Am I being motivated by fear?
还是我所做的是被恐惧这件事情所驱使？
Am I afraid to fail?
我是不是害怕我会失败？
Am I afraid my kids will fail?
还是我是不是害怕我的孩子会失败？
Afraid to be poor.
还是我害怕我会贫穷？
Am I afraid to be insecure without money?
还是我害怕因为没有金钱，所以我有很多的不安全感？
We must think what are our motivations.
我们必须想想你的动机是什么？
And this even includes our relationships in our church community.
这样的事情也适用在我们的教会的群体当中。
I know some of you may have voiced that our church has gone through some struggles recently.
我知道我们中间有一些人提出最近教会有一些挫折。
Right, there's been concern about our attendance.
比方说在参与教会的聚会的人数上面有减少的样子。
It seems that church is becoming a burden for some of you.
似乎在教会当中服侍已经成了有一些人的重担。
And serving may feel like a big burden on you.
也许服侍好像是一个负担。
And we can give many, many excuses.
我们可以找出很多很多的借口。
You know, it's hard with our building project right next door.
比方说，美德事工中心就还没有盖好。
Our space is limited.
我们的空间很有限。
Right, people may be leaving because it's uncomfortable here.
有一些人离开教会，可能是因为他觉得教会的环境对他来说不是很舒服，不是很舒适。
Yeah, and some of you may feel that the leadership is at fault.
或者也有一些人觉得，这个是前面领导领袖的问题。
It's our fault that we're not doing enough.
觉得可能是前面的领袖们做的不够。
We're not committed enough.
或者是我们委身的不足。
We're not having enough activities for newcomers to come.
还是我们举办的活动不够多，所以不能吸引更多新来的人。
These things may be true.
也许这一些有可能是正确的。
We are not perfect.
我们都不完美。
And with struggles in the church, everyone is at fault.
在教会遇到挫折的时候，我们每一个人都有问题。
Leaders need to be looked at and scrutinized.
在前面的领袖也需要被检查，被需要很仔细的检讨。
We have to evaluate all of these things.
但我们需要评估所有的事情。
But we as Christians, as a part of this community, need to ask ourselves.
但是作为一个基督徒，作为一个教会的一份子，我们每一个人应当想一想。
Are we living out the gospel in the body of Christ?
我们是否照着按着在基督里能够活出福音？
Are we honoring God in the body of Christ?
我们是否在基督里？能够荣耀他。
We are a body.
我们都是肢体。
We depend on each other.
肢体彼此互相依赖。
We are many branches.
我们都是枝子。
That are part of the vine.
枝子都是葡萄树的一部分。
If a branch rots,
如果一根树枝腐烂了，
the rotting spreads.
这个腐烂败坏的地方会扩散蔓延。
It infects the rest of the branches.
它会感染整棵树其他的枝子。
That's why it must be removed and burned.
也就是因此，为什么这一段枝子需要被砍掉、被除掉
？For the sake of the other branches.
为的是其他枝子的好处。
That is what John 15:6 says.
上面所说的是在约翰福音十五章第六节所谈到的。
If part of the body suffers,
如果肢体的一个肢体受苦
，the whole body suffers.
整个肢体一同受苦。
So as followers of, if we are followers of Christ,
所以如果我们是耶稣基督的跟随者
，if we abide in Christ,
如果我们住在基督里
，we are all responsible for the body of Christ.
我们每一个人对这件事情都有责任。
So, for all of us, instead of finding excuses,
所以对我每一个人来说，不要去找借口。
Please let us look at ourselves.
请让我们反观自己。
And I'm including myself.
我也是这样子，将我自己包括在其中。
This is something I must think about and reflect on as well.
也是我自己需要想一想，要反思的。
Am I doing everything I can to abide in Christ?
我是否尽我所能的活在基督里？
Am I doing everything I can to be a part of the body of Christ?
我是否尽我所能的成为基督身子的一部分？
We may have 100 excuses as to why we are not participating in the body of Christ.
也许你可以有100个理由说你为什么不能参与在基督的肢体当中。
It can be our jobs.
可能是我们的工作。
It can be our kids.
可能是我们的孩子。
It can be so many responsibilities that we have.
也可能是我们其他很多很多的责任。
And all of them are very, very, very important.
刚刚所提的这些事情是的都很重要。
But no matter how many excuses we have,
但不论我们有多少的借口,
it basically comes down to two options.
基本上到最后就是两个选项。
You are either living to honor God because of what He's done for you.
一个就是你遵从神，因为神所为你而做的。
Or you are living to honor yourself.
或者是你活着为的是荣耀你自己。
I'm sorry if that is hard to hear.
我很抱歉，这些听起来非常的难听。
But that's the truth of how humans are.
但是这个就是人类真实的本相。
We are either living to honor God.
我们要不然就是活着来荣耀神。
Or we are living to honor ourselves.
要不然我们就是活着来荣耀自己。
So if the people in our church,
所以在我们教会当中。
If many of you are not able to be committed members of the body of Christ,
如果许多的弟兄姐妹都不能够委身在基督的肢体上,
how do you expect to do anything else in the name of Christ?
那你要如何期待你自己能够为主的名来做任何事情?
It is impossible.
这是不可能的。
How do you expect the church to flourish?
那你要怎样期待教会可以更兴旺呢?
It is impossible.
这是不可能的。
How do you expect your children to embrace the gospel of Jesus?
你要怎样期待你的孩子可以全心拥抱耶稣基督?
When you yourselves have not embraced it.
当你自己都没有完全的拥抱耶稣。
It won't work.
这样子是行不通的。
If Jesus is missing in our lives,
如果失了耶稣,
then we cannot live out the gospel.
那我们就没有办法在我们的生命当中活出基督。
We can have the best events in the whole world.
我们可以拥有世界上最好的最好的活动。
Be the most attractive Chinese church in all of New Jersey.
可以成为这个世界上最吸引人的华人教会。
But if we are not abiding in Christ,
但是如果我们不住在基督里
，It means nothing.
就毫无意义。
It means absolutely nothing.
就完全毫无意义。
Even if we do all the right things.
就算我们做所有对的事情。
Even if we tick all the right boxes.
就算你所做的每一件事情都互相效力。
Our church will suffer.
我们的教会仍然受苦。
Our children will suffer.
我们的孩子们仍然会受苦。
And that's not just on the leadership.
而这不是只是在领导层面。
That is on all of us.
是我们每一个人。
We are the body of Christ.
我们就是基督的肢体。
If one of us is rotting,
如果我们当中一个人腐坏了,
It infects the whole body.
它会感染到全身。
If we do not abide in Christ,
如果我们不住在基督里，
everything will suffer.
所有的事情都会受苦。
Our ministries will suffer.
我们的侍奉会受苦。
Our attendance will continue to decline.
我们出席的人数会持续的减少。
Less and less people will be committed to joining fellowship groups.
会有越来越少的人愿意来到礼拜五的团契或小组。
Less and less youth will attend our youth group.
会有越来越少的孩子能够来到青少年团契。
Less and less children will attend our Sunday school.
也越来越少的孩子能够来到儿童主日学。
This includes our Friday night program, Sunday schools, all of them.
这个包括礼拜五晚上的团契活动，礼拜天的活动。
And if things get really bad here at CCCS,
如果事情演变成非常糟糕的情况，
our church will dissolve.
我们的教会就会消失了。
I'm serious. Our church will no longer exist.
我是很严肃的，我们的教会就不会存在了。
And if that happens,
如果那个发生了，
that is God's will.
那也是神的心意。
Because God does not just rely on one church.
因为神并不只依赖一个教会。
God's work never stops.
神的工作永不停止。
God will carry out his plan.
神的计划仍然在继续进行。
Even if all of us are unwilling to abide in his plan.
就算我们没有一个人愿意来参与。
Even if we all fail.
就算我们每一个人都失败了，
God's work will be done.
神的工作仍然会成就。
When one church dies, another is planted.
当一个教会凋零死亡，另外一个教会就被种植了。
So it's not a question of whether or not God needs us for His plan.
所以问题不是神是不是需要我们来参与。
It's a question of whether we want to be a part of God's plan.
而是你是否愿意成为神的计划？
Do we want to abide in Christ?
你是否愿意住在基督里？
Do we want to bring people to Christ through our church?
你是否愿意带领人来到教会，成为教会的一份子，成为基督的身体？
Do we want our church to flourish?
我们是否盼望我们的教会能够兴旺？
For some of you, it may not even matter.
对我们当中有一些人来说，可能根本不是一个重要的事情。
You really may not care if our church dies.
也许你真的不在乎教会的存亡。
Because there's a church, you know, 10 minutes away that has Chinese services too.
也因为在隔十分钟的车程的地方，就有另外一个教会，也有华语的崇拜。
It's a matter of if we want our body to flourish.
而是重点是我们盼望基督的身体。能够成长。
Do we want to be a part of God's amazing, beautiful plan?
你是否愿意成为神这样美好的计划当中的一份子？
And I think many of us here want that.
我相信我们当中许多人是愿意的。
But I also think many of us do not care.
但我也相信我们当中有一些人完全不在乎。
My hope and prayer is that.Jesus Christ will renew your heart and mind.
我的盼望以及祷告是盼望耶稣基督的福音能够更新你的心意。
That the story of Jesus Christ dying on the cross will speak to you.
让耶稣基督死在十字架上这样子的故事对你说话。
That it will captivate your hearts.
盼望这样的事情能够虏获你的心。
Because that is the only way we will be.A flourishing body in Christ.
因为那是唯一的道路，唯一的方法，让我们能够参与在基督的身体里兴旺。
When we all see how much we need Jesus Christ.
当你看见，当我们看见你有多么需要耶稣基督。
That we are absolutely nothing without Him.
而我们是完全的一无所事，当我们没有基督的时候。
No matter how much money we have made.
不论你赚多少的金钱，
no matter how nice our home is,
不论你有一个多么美好的家，
no matter how beautiful our children are,
不论你有多么漂亮的孩子，
we are nothing without Christ.
除了离了基督，我们就什么都不是。
And if we do not have Christ,
如果我们没有基督，
we can do nothing.
我们就什么都不能做。
And I hope and pray that this truth will speak to you.
我的盼望以及祷告是这样子的真理能够对你说话。
That you will all want to be a part of this work that God is doing.
盼望你能够愿意成为神计划当中的一部分。
So that we can truly live out the gospel.
所以我们能够真实地活出福音。
Let's pray together.
一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you for your Son.
我们谢谢你将为着耶稣基督你的爱子，我们向你献上感谢。
And what our children have been learning is true to us as well.
在我们的孩子这几天所学的，对我们来说也是真理。
That you offer this overflowing grace and love to us.
也就是你给予我们这样丰满而溢的恩典以及爱。
Now God, it is a matter of whether we choose to believe that.
主啊，并不是我们选择来相信你。
And I pray that, Lord God, you would open our hearts to believe this truth.
主啊，乃是我们真的是向你祷告，求你开我们的心眼，让我们能够真正的相信这样子的真理。
That the gospel of Christ will speak clearly in our hearts.
让耶稣基督的福音能够对我们的心真实的说话。
That we are nothing without you.
主啊，是当我们没有你的时候，我们一无所事。
That God, we have nothing without you.
主啊，当我们没有你的时候，我们一无所有。
No matter how good our life may be.
无论我们的生活有多么的美好。
Lord, show us how broken we truly are.
你让我们看见我们是怎样的破碎。
How sinful we are.
你让我们看见我们是怎样的罪恶。
So that we can see how much we truly need your Son.
所以我们可以看见，真实的看见我们有多么的需要你的爱子耶稣基督。
Lord, the story of your Son is the greatest story in all of history.
主啊，你的爱子耶稣基督的故事是这个世界上最美最好的故事。
It is amazing that our God would love us so much.
主啊，我们真的是感到惊奇，你竟然愿意爱我们，爱到这样的地步。
That God, you would send your Son to die for us.
你竟然将你的爱子为我们的罪死在十架。
God, again, thank you for this.
主，我们再一次的向你献上感谢。
And Lord, we pray that our church will live out this truth.
主，我们盼望，我们祷告。我们的教会能够活出真理。
That your will be done here at CCCS.
愿你的旨意能够在美的教会成全。
That we would care whether or not our body flourishes.
让我们真的能够关心我们能够关心教会是不是能够兴旺。
That we would care if our church would die.
让我们能够关心我们的教会的存亡。
Lord, we want to be a part of your plan and story.
主啊，我们盼望我们成为你的故事，成为你计划当中的一部分。
May you give us the heart to truly live it out.
愿你给我们这样子的心智能够真实的活出来。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。阿门。